Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome another Paul Goff from the Pittsburgh Business Times. You can see him on our stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and also now KDK Radio's YouTube page. Please subscribe and join us. And Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. We just heard from Senator Dave McCormick on his enthusiasm for the U.S. Steel-Nippon deal. The president has approved it. Some of the union members still saying it's no deal. Walk us through some of the highlights of this situation. Is this going to go through 100%? It sounds like it is.
Yeah, I think with the president's blessing that it is now a done deal and should be completed by, I believe, tomorrow is the deadline.
Yeah, Paul, if I understand it correctly, after he gave his approval, Nippon Steel did sign off on a national security agreement. Is that correct?
Yes, and the companies confirmed that both in an SEC filing yesterday and then also on Friday night. Basically, a national security agreement. Now we haven't seen a copy of it. We've just seen some highlights. Senator McCormick obviously would know a lot more about it than I would, but it includes what they call a golden share, which is the ability for the president of the United States or somebody in the administration that he designates to have essentially veto power over big decisions related to United States Steel.
And I would assume that's in just to make a check and balance for any security concerns, which was one of the major sticking points along the way.
Right. Both the Biden administration and then also the Trump administration found that there were some issues around national security. The difference was that the Trump administration determined that there were ways to mitigate it, that being one of them. Also, because the steel industry, it's a cyclical industry, as we well know here in Pittsburgh. And, there are times when steel mills get idled. There are times when production gets shifted. They want to make sure that the United States government wants to make sure that that doesn't happen, at least in the short term.
Paul, the reaction from the United Steelworkers to these most recent developments continues to be decidedly negative. Yesterday and this morning, we're passing along the word that there's concern with the union that Nippon Steel would wind up moving production to non-union mills in the South, in spite of the fact that Nippon Steel's committed to investing more than, what, $2.4 billion in the Mon Valley?
Yeah, the agreement apparently includes what they've said for the last 6-8 months, actually a little bit more than that now, that they're going to put $1 billion into the hot strip mill, a new hot strip mill at Irvin Works, Irvin Works being one of the oldest steel plants in the country, and something that many people have told me is needed for the Mon Works to thrive in the future. That's something. I think the split being the international union, the Pittsburgh very top of United Steelworkers has been opposed about this, and in fact they had backed a previous bid by Cleveland-Cliffs, and the sort of rank and file, and then the local leadership at the Mon Valley Works, they've split with them. You know, they split with them last year, basically, in terms of this deal, and they've been very supportive. And then when the president was here, three of the union leaders in the Mon Valley Works spoke at that event at Irvin Works.
We're with Paul Gott from the Pittsburgh Business Times. That said, it does look like it's going to happen and will economically, no doubt, save the Mon Valley. And you've got that kind of feedback, I know, from the mayors and others in the region.
Yeah, I mean, I've been covering U.S. Steel now for a while, and one of the major questions has always been, how long is the Mon Valley Works going to go? Because it is a sort of old school steel. It's not actually sort of old school steel. It really is old school steel with blast furnaces. Steel's made differently in other places. And there has always been the question about whether U.S. Steel, as it was over the last many decades, whether they could invest the money that it would take to modernize it. And now these agreements and this apparently makes it clear that these will stay. And that's really why the Mon Valley Works workers had backed it.
No, Paul, this takes me back to what you were just saying, to that time when U.S. Steel made the announcement that they were going to invest $1.5 billion in the Mon Valley, that they were talking about doing many of the things that are going to be done by Nippon Steel. And then all of a sudden there was a 180. This has been really a fascinating story over an arc of several years.
Yeah, I was thrown actually, even there was a rally in September for U.S. Steel over this transaction. It was at a low point where, you know, there were rumors while I was leaving that rally that the president, the then president, was going to veto it right then and there. And one of the things that struck me is one of the executives of U.S. Steel said, we've been looking for this kind of investment here. You know, we've been talking about this since 1990. And it really got me thinking that, you know, these are, as you said, Paul, this is a long tail, and it's been a lot of back and forth, and that's going on for, I mean, that's 35 years, and you know, the Mon Valley Works is a decades even before that. So yes, this has been going on for a very long time. The push and pull, the questions about whether or not the plant that you were referencing that ended up getting built in Arkansas, what would happen, and it's been a long saga, for sure, long before they went up for sale in August of 2023.
Sounds like it is going to be a done deal, regardless of what the bigger union pushback is. And a lot of people in the Mon Valley are pretty happy about it. Paul, always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care. Have a good day.
Read all about it in the Pittsburgh Business Times. Paul Gott on the Big K Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.